section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the Q1A Sports League podcast, season 12, episode 2, and number 72 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three special guests this week. We have the 2006, 2011, 2013 champion, Mr. Aaron P. Hughes, the future champion, 2014, Mr. Douglas Hahn, and the Buffaloesville champion of the century, Tybo. Let's get into the results of week one for Q1A Sports League. Oberg over Aaron, Tybo over Andy, Joe over Brian, Kevin raping David, Nanagay, David Payton over Doug, and Hoofter over Palmer. Ty, what is the game of the week?
Game of the week would be Payton over Doug.
All right, Aaron, that was a big upset. Aaron, what was the game of the week?
Joe and Brian's game. It came down to the wire. They predicted Brian was going to win well into the second Monday night game, and then Joe was able to get a comeback win and kind of squash those feelings.
Doug, what do you think about that?
I have to agree. The fact that it was so close of a game between Brian and Joe, and it was a last second game, I think that is the game of the week.
That is definitely game of the week. The 12 ball game, I'm going to have to bring it to the newbie, and I'm going to say Hoofter over Palmer. I think that was the 12-ball game of the week. Doug, what do you think?
I agree, and I think we when we spoke about it last week, that was our prediction for Toilet Bowl of the Week, and Hoofter just dominated him, and that's just of a joke of a team for Ty.
Yes, Ty, what do you think about that?
I'm going to go with the same game.
All right.
For the same reasons.
Aaron.
Yeah, and all around.
Unanimous. Upset of the week. I'm going to say it. I think Kevin beating Nanagay was the upset of the week. Doug, what do you think?
I think paid over me was the upset.
Ty, what was the upset of the week?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pate.
All right, Aaron.
Beating Doug.
Yeah, well, when you have a team projected to go 13-0, when you have somebody actually beat them, that's quite an upset. And yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think that the game itself still was pretty close, but that's still considered an upset.
All right, so let's move on to week number two. We have Johnny Oberg versus Kevin, and they're both 1-0, and it's a divisional game. Then we have Doug versus Ty, and that's a divisional game. Nanagay versus Hoofter. Brian versus Palmer, it's a divisional game. Both guys are 0-1. And then we have Andy versus Pate, another divisional game. And we have Aaron versus Snyder. So, Doug, what is going to be the game of the week?
I'm going to say Oberg's game. They're both 1-0. The matchups look up pretty decent to be close, with Oberg being 232 and the Chefs being 245. It'll be a close game, and somebody's definitely going 2-0.
Yes, Aaron, what do you think the game of the week is?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with Doug. And another point I just want to throw out there, though, I don't believe that Kevin is going to score nearly as many points this week as he thinks he's going to.
Yeah, Ty, what do you think?
Took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say there's no way Kevin repeats his 380 some points, and Oberg's probably going to be on the upswing for week two, so it's going to be a really close matchup.
Now, with Kevin, we should have probably talked about this earlier, but Kevin did have the number one quarterback, wide receiver, and running back. Is that right?
Yeah, he had pretty much the perfect storm. And don't get me wrong, Anquan Boldin was a great pickup as late as he got him. But Shane Vereen, he was somebody that nobody expected him to do that. And Kevin got lucky. Kevin would have won regardless without Shane Vereen, but that was such a lucky pickup. And he's not going to have him this next week. And in fact, I don't think that Kevin's team is going to do as good down the stretch.
I wonder if he feels that was such a waste on Cornswaggler's last week.
Yeah,
That is true. So, Ty, what is the Toilet Bowl game of the week that you think?
For week two, Toilet Bowl matchup is going to be your game, Kiwani Bulldogs versus Dave.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you. Doug, what's Toilet Bowl game?
Toilet Bowl game is Brian versus Ty.
Exactly.
Two weak teams playing each other. It's just going to be horrible.
Do you think it's going to come out as a tie?
No. No, Brian will win, but it will be second to least amount of points versus the least amount of points.
Although, this is one of those matchups I could see Palmer potentially winning.
So Ty has a chance, yes.
So do you think that's going to be the upset of the week, Aaron?
No, you know, my upset of the week is actually Oberg over Kevin.
Okay, that's actually, I was considering that too. So, Doug, what do you think?
I think it's Boardman over me.
Ty? <Really?
laughs> I was going to say the upset of the week would probably be if I beat Doug this week for sure.
All right, so real quick, since Doug and Ty are playing each other, Doug, you have 15 seconds, say whatever you want to put the fear into your opponent. Go.
I want you to go down to your local pharmacy, ask for something called Viagra so you can go fuck yourself.
All right, Ty, what do you got?
I think he wants me to go to my local pharmacy to ask for Viagra so I could fuck him.
Oh, you must be watching USA because you just got a burn notice.
Oh my God. What was that? Really? What?
I just heard it.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
So let's move on into the KSL news. So there are two 1-0 teams that won't make the playoffs. Which ones are most likely to miss, Doug?
Which ones are likely to miss? Oh, I don't know right now. You know what? I'm going to say Pate. And let's go with Oberg.
I actually will agree with Oberg. And I also think Ty will not win or make it. So, Ty, what do you think the two teams that won't make it?
Playoffs. Oh, I'm
just going to go with yourself.
Oberg and man.
Kevin.
I really want to say Kevin, but I think he's going to make it. We'll go Hufaconda.
All right, so Van Hefty and David. So
I got to say, I think that it'll be probably Ty and Pate. If I had to pick. Now, Okay. Of course, stranger things could happen, but those would probably be my two.
All right. So,
it's just really soon to tell with anybody.
It is.
So Ty, who do you think will be the two 0-1 teams that won't make the playoffs?
That won't make the playoffs?
Yeah, and then which ones will?
Aaron. And Ty.
Aaron and Ty won't make the playoffs?
Because I think Brian's going to do a couple upsets along the way and somehow make it in.
All right. Doug, what do you...
So there's no one team that makes it in. Brian and Doug for sure is probably going to make it in.
All right, Doug, what do you think?
I think I'll definitely make it into the playoffs. losing week one is just a fluke. Bad matchups and everything. But teams did not make it. Palmer's definitely not making it to the playoffs. And I would have to say probably Brian, I don't think, will make it either.
All right. Aaron.
Palmer, of course. And I actually would say Nanagay.
Really?
I think he might have a pretty tough year. But so the reason why I even put the little stat in there is for the past – ever since 2007, since we've done eliminations from the playoffs, for whatever reason, two 1-0 teams make they don't make it to the playoffs, and two 0-1 teams don't make it to the playoffs either, which is just, you know, kind of weird to think about. But it's kind of the way that it goes.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles. So let's talk about survival and pick'em news. I am in the lead for the pick'ems. That's right. I got 12 right. We all missed we missed the Pittsburgh game. What's the other game that we all missed?
Tampa Bay.
That's right. The Tampa Bay game. So we all missed those two, which was interesting. And I don't know who the idiot was that bet against Chicago, but come on. Chicago was 16-0 every year. We already know this. And surprisingly, We have a new record in survival. No one got eliminated. That's right. So Indy and New England did win their games. And so did Houston. So we're all back in it. So I'm not sure who everyone picks this week because I already forgot. But I think it's whoever. It's not whoever is playing the Raiders this week because it's Jacksonville versus the Jaguars. So I didn't do that. But anyway, so do you guys have any of the three of you? Do any of you have a lock? Aaron?
I don't have a lock. I chose New England since they're taking on the Jets. And I don't expect the Jets to do much.
All right. Doug, do you have any?
I don't necessarily have a lock either, but I am going to do something absolutely crazy this year. I am picking Oakland as my survivor in week two.
Wow. That's early to pick Oakland, dude. It is against the Jags, though.
Here's the thing. They're playing Jacksonville in Oakland.
All right, I
might as well get rid of them as I can right now because I don't think they're going to have a better matchup the rest of the season. So if I win, yay for me, and I don't have to worry about Oakland. That is a freebie.
So what you're saying is that you're going all the way to the Super Bowl.
You know what? Why not?
Ooh, that might be another new record.
Ty is a five-time champion of this league.
So, Ty, your lock is Jacksonville this week?
No, I actually picked New England over New York.
Maybe week. I'll change and mine, though.
I think it's about as close to the lock as I could find.
Oh, I picked Baltimore, actually.
You know what? Maybe I'm going to do Green Bay over Washington.
I picked Baltimore over Cleveland. I figured that's an easy one.
What about Atlanta?
Wait, now
who's Atlanta playing this week?
Now I'm questioning my pick. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you guys are making me.
Atlanta, St. Louis at Atlanta.
Ooh. Although St. Louis has a pretty tough defense, but they're a 7-point favorite.
By the way,
New England is right now at the percentage of picks at Yahoo. New England is the top pick, Baltimore, then Oakland, then Atlanta, then Houston, and then New Orleans.
Dude, I'm half tempted to actually change it to Oakland, but then my luck, it'll be a tie. Then I'm screwed.
So New England's a 12-point favorite over the Jets.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Now the Bears are getting spotted 6.5 points against Minnesota.
Nice. You know, see, the thing is, though, with that game, I'm not sure because if AP tears it up, I don't see the Bears, because the Bears' defense looked weak. And they did get some takeaways, but they did look weak. But there was one stat that I want to talk about in the game. How many times did Cutler get touched in that game? Like, actually got touched.
Zero.
He got touched once. He got hit once. Zero sacks.
Zero sacks.
He got hit once. And that was, I think, in the first quarter.
I think that was the interception.
Was it the interception that got hit?
They said he was touched during the interception, which is why he threw it.
Oh, okay. But see, that's the thing. Like, okay, so he got all this time, and he was watching the progressions, and we had two rookie guys, a right guard and a right tackle, rookies, that were playing almost, I'd almost say, like veterans. They were getting everything they threw at the Bears, they were able to get the pocket away. Cutler, there's that one play where Cutler ran, I think, 12 yards to get the first down, and got touched, which I was surprised that they didn't call that, but whatever. They gave him a shitty spot anyways.
Yeah, see, that would have helped me win week one if that was not a touch and that would have been a touchdown.
Yeah. Oh, well. But anyway, so who's going to be the bigger bust? David Wilson, Zach Sudfeld, or Lamar Miller? Aaron.
Zach Sudfeld.
Why do you say that?
He put up a big fat goose egg, and I believe that he is not going to be part of the Patriots roster in the next 2 weeks.
Ooh, so Ty, who do you think?
I don't know if I can agree with Aaron, but David Wilson, you know, with no one to back him up, he's going to have to continue to hang on to the ball, but I think he'll be out there. I'm going to go with option three.
Option
Lamar three. Miller.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, Doug,
do you think? Well, actually, let me ask Ty though, real quick. Do you think maybe that's because the Browns' run defense was so good that they were able to stop him?
No, I'm just I don't like the Browns.
All right.
So Doug, who do you think?
No, out of those three, which I don't think it's even fair to put Suffield up against those two, just by positional battles. But Suffield putting up a zero, he's hurt. He's not even going to play in the Thursday night game probably. And then week three, you have Gronk coming back. He's going to be a no factor. So Suffield was the huge bust.
And Doug, I completely agree with your statement. Completely agree. So is there anything else? Did you guys check the Lansbury show last night? It was at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Did anyone watch it?
I didn't get to see it, no.
No, it was pretty interesting. I can't remember who he had on there, but he brought an old bear on, which was really interesting. And the reason why I know he's old, because he said that he played with Hunter Hillemeyer. So, of course, you know, that's like 3-4 years at least. But yeah, so it was interesting. Doug, do you have anything else you want to add to the show?
Not at this time. I got to be humbled a little bit being 0-1 right now after all that shit talking earlier. But look for a huge bounce back game. I mean, it's nice to have a bye week after a tough loss and we'll come back and be able to show some dominance over our division again.
All right. So bye week, what do you think about what Doug said? Do you have anything else you want to add to the show, Ty?
I'm not going to put up the numbers I did last week. So unless I can get pretty lucky with Jordy Nelson scoring over 30 points again, which won't happen.
Bullshit.
I'm going to go to Doug.
So Ty, do you want to wager anything? Like if you win, Doug has to do this and vice versa? Like Doug has to change his name to Green Bay Packer fan or something like that? Do you guys want to wager anything?
Can you guys think of something for me? What's a good one?
Naming rights for your team for just the next week.
Naming rights. I'll do that.
So you, Doug, are you down for that?
Are you good with that, Doug?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
That's fine. Okay,
week of naming rights.
Now, as you can see, it can't be anything with a swear word in it. You can't say fuck, shit, motherfucker, anything like that. But if you want to say Fudge Packer number one or something along those lines, something creative, it's all good.
Body parts.
Yeah, just along, like if you want to say penis, use something creative like shaft or
absolutely
suck stick, you know, something like that. Just something creative. And when that person loses on Tuesday, you have to let the other person know about it and then change it.
Oh, I'm gonna let Doug know before the end of the week. Oh,
okay, make sure you put that in your smack talk.
What the name will be?
All right. Sounds great.
Yeah, put it up in a post, and then I'll let you know what I'm going to come up with.
There you go. Nice. Aaron, anything else you want to add to the show?
No, I think that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you should follow the show
at 20 Sports. And I want to say thanks to Section 86 for hosting and editing.
Yes.
For hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of the people in the league and all the listeners who download the show. And for some reason, we had 70 downloads, and I have no idea why. But it looks like Johnny just kept pressing download and download. It wasn't working for him. That's the only thing I can think of. But so I just want to thank, of course, the players. And for Ty Borman, Doug Hahn, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and we'll see you on the gridiron.